National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
7919. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric, most positive business talk show in America. We're here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And boy, howdy, there is a ton of news in the news. Can we get right to it?
Sure.
It's time. It's time for You Choose the News, the game show at the top of the hour that has all the news that's fit not to print. But we're going to bring it to you anyways, and you get to choose the order in which we deliver it.
All right, bring it on.
All right. We're going to need a bigger boat.
Okay.
That's one. Number two, consumer reports fail. Number three, can you sell that? I'm going to call it that.
All right.
All right.
So, all right. What can we sell?
Not yet. No, no, no. Oh. I've got four. Lots of news.
Lots of news. All right. Okay.
Adidas to Skechers, stop ripping us off.
Okay.
All right. So what do you want? You want the Adidas to Skechers? No.
No, the one before that.
Can you sell that?
Can you sell that?
Okay. Here is the story. And I don't know how to pronounce this, so please help me if you are an internationally inclined. Is there a country called Ibiza? 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 All right. I'll bet you they play football. Yeah. A pair of bold Ibiza entrepreneurs have come up with a way of making a bit of money by, get this, selling the island's cheapest and most easily available commodity, air.
They're selling air also?
They're making it in cans.
Oh, in cans. The other company was selling the air in jars.
Air de Ibiza, tin cans full of pure and virgin air, cost just $6.50 U.S., and are apparently a big hit with tourists looking for special souvenirs.
Really?
Yeah.
They're buying the air.
It looks like cans of spam, but it's, you know, it's got air de Ibiza. Air de Ibiza tins are sealed shut on purpose to prevent buyers from opening them. They are designed merely as souvenirs for tourists meant to bring back memories of their time on the island. While you'll never be able to check for yourself unless you're willing to ruin the souvenir, the brilliant minds behind Air de Ibiza claim that each can is filled with 100% pure air, no additives, made in Spain, and gluten-free. The tongue-in-cheek description is a nice touch, but is it worth $6.50? Some people don't think so, but some do. Air de Ibiza.
You have some, don't you?
I don't, but I want to be...
You
these
want
guys.
Some. You want to buy some.
I want to be these guys.
You want to be.
I do.
What do you mean? Which part of that do you want to be?
The canner of air and seller. It just, what a brilliant idea for a novelty. It is the pet rock. We throw rocks with googly eyes into a box, give instructions, and sell bunches of them. And want to be these guys. And this is the most non- assaulting to my senses version of this. The people who are running around with butterfly nets, catching air and putting them in jars and selling them for $17 to the French or to the Chinese. That's an insult. This, good. Okay. Adidas to Skechers, stop ripping us off. Consumer Reports fail.
Let's do that one.
Okay. Samsung has claimed that its rugged Galaxy S7 Active can handle up to 5 feet of water for 30 minutes. Consumer Reports says not so much.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. They just released a video. They put it in tanks, and, the phone crashed.
Oh.
Doesn't like water after all. I'm sure that, you know, you're not supposed to be diving with your phone. This reminds me of a conversation we were having with your kids and their iWatches, right? And their Apple Watches.
Scared me that they want to go swimming with their watches
right.
on.
Yeah. This is a computer. This is a technological marvel. And sure, I guess you could seal it, but I don't know that it has been sealed. Apparently, the one that has been sealed didn't keep the water out. Sorry, Android.
Yeah, should have
bought an
learn.
Apple.
Tough lesson to learn.
Okay, Adidas to Skechers, stop ripping us off, or we're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes. A six-year-old boy, minding his own business, fishing with his family in Massachusetts, hooked an unusually large fish, an up to 12-foot great white shark.
No.
6 years old.
No.
Blake White, 6 years old, was out fishing with his parents, grandparents, and eight-year-old brother Saturday afternoon off Rock Harbor in Cape Cod when he hooked a sea creature his parents initially thought to be a large striped bass.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? My brother.
Well, yeah, because you're not thinking it's going to be a shark, let alone a 12-foot shark.
Yeah.
A great white shark.
Right.
Fishing.
A great white shark.
Where were they fishing?
Off Rock Harbor in Cape Cod Bay.
Wow.
Right. My brother thought it was, he thought maybe it was a submarine, he says. It felt super strong. You think? Lars White, the boy's father, said the creature was soon revealed as a great white shark. He says, we're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Which, of course, is the famous line from Jaws. The reaction was to ask the boys to go to the center of the boat and sit down. Don't take the thing away from the boys. This shark that could pull the boy straight out of the boat and take him with him wherever he wants to go. We saw that it was a great big shark through the waves. It took us about another half an hour to get close enough to get some more pictures and then cut the line so we could release it. Father estimated the shark was about 10 to 12 feet long, and the child is recovering nicely.
Hmm.
He says, next outing, I'm going to catch a smaller fish.
But they're going out again.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's the point of going fishing? You get to tell the stories, right? I caught one. I caught one. I can't stretch my arms far enough to make a 12-foot.
No, you cannot.
Great white shark.
No, you cannot.
And it smiled at me, Daddy. And then Adidas to Skechers, stop ripping us off. Skechers has been hit with a patent infringement suit from Adidas, claiming that one of its shoes rips off an Adidas design. The suit centers around the Megaflex design from Skechers, which Adidas claims is stolen from the design of the Springblade shoe. Both shoes have a series of blade-like structures that run underneath the sole of the shoe. The blades are designed to provide high-energy return to runners, a sense of buoyancy even when you're walking. The suit is the third one by a major rival against Skechers in the last year. It was filed in federal court in Oregon, where Adidas has its U.S. headquarters. Skechers says it did not want to comment on pending litigation. Huh. You're not supposed to steal.
Well, it's creative borrowing.
Yes, right? Yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the old adage?
Right.
If you take it from one thing, that's stealing. If you take it from multiple things, that's research.
That's research.
Yeah.
And what, isn't that what you're doing these days, is research?
I am taking Pokemon. And,
yeah, but you're doing a lot of research.
Doing research on Pokemon.
Doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, in the news today, the worst bargains, or maybe the silliest bargains, of Amazon Prime yesterday. You get the movie called The Human Centipede, the complete sequence. What a ridiculous waste of time. You could get dirt from Derek Jeter's Fenway farewell moment dirt plaque.
What?
Yeah. It's a plaque. You can get dirt. You can get 40-count crazy cups, flavored coffee, single-serve cups for Keurig K-Cups. You could get vegan jerky. There is no such thing as vegan jerky. There's no such thing as a vegan barbecue, but there's no such thing as vegan jerky. It's a lie. A figment of someone poor sap's meat-starved brain. You could get the Lewint LED colorful flashing finger lighting gloves for light snow. Check out my slick light-up gloves, bro.
Interesting.
You could get this book, Raising Chickens for Dummies, second edition. We'd like to know what was in the first edition. What did we leave out of the first edition? You could get Purr Power, cat purr therapy for healing and relaxation. It says you can also basically already find this on for free on Spotify. Have you seen those toe shoes? You know, the shoes that have toes into them?
Yes, yes.
You could get those. The author of this article says, I know these demon shoes have a real name, but I'll never not refer to them as toe shoes. You get men's boxer shorts, the Minions movie, or you get deals. Amazon Prime Day yesterday. Big, big news. All right, we got to take a quick break. More positive business talk. Right on the other side of these messages, you're listening to Angela and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLCconsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922.
800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for taking time out of your business day to jump in. Isn't it everybody's dream to meet the love of their lives and live happily ever after with all those things that are necessary, including wealth, health, and a happy ending, yeah?
Right, all that happy ending, right? But sometimes we need a happy ever after clause built in. All right, we're going to talk to our next guest, the author of the book, Prince Not So Charming, a number one Amazon bestseller. It's the real Cinderella story that teaches women to have full control over finances, create strategies that help build wealth, and a savvy savings plan that helps every Cinderella deal with the ups and downs of life, marriage, career goals, children, and the unforeseeable future with or without their own Prince Charming. It's written as an entertaining fairy tale romance novel, but it tells how a modern-day Cinderella has finally met the man of her dreams, but quickly learns that people, even princes, can be deceiving. It's written by author and wealth manager Kathleen Grace. The book takes the reader on a journey with Cinderella as she navigates romance, emotional upheaval, and near financial death experiences. This financial fairy tale encourages women to claim their power to create financial change instead of waiting to be rescued. Kathleen Grace, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Good morning.
Kathleen, so nice to have you on the show. Let me start by asking this. As we start to kind of peel back the layers of this story and how you are attempting to help women regain their power and avoid financial ruin, how much of this is fiction and how much of this is your story?
I always get that question.
Well, it's a fair question, don't you think?
Yes, but I think it's a mixture of all of the experiences, not only, you know, I've had helping some of my clients, but also in my personal life and from what has happened to some of my friends. So it's really kind of a fictitious culmination of a lot of true situations.
So at the foundation, we can say that all men are not bad, yes?
This is true. This is true. It's not about the Prince Charming here. This really is more of a story of empowerment.
Got it.
And what happens in relationships when things go bad and how to have a parachute financially.
I love it.
Well, and, you know, and I think historically, you know, we've seen like our moms or grandmas or aunts, right? If something happened to their husband, he passed away earlier than expected, or, you know, if something happened, they had no idea of where their bank accounts were, where they had investments at. You know, they didn't have any involvement at all in the financial side, and now they're left to carry this entire burden. And I think the pendulum has shifted that, you know, many women are now very strongly and deeply involved in the financial picture of their family. But there's still a lot of, I think, confusion and concern, and so I think there's a lot of financial planning that women kind of tend to, and this is, I know, a stereotype, but oftentimes if her husband or her prince is taking care of it,
sure.
Like, okay, you're taking care of it and I don't need to worry about it. And so the nice thing about this romance book, it also includes a pull-out section, Cinderella's Guide to Financial Independence, and has financial planning guidelines from planning to marry, all of this stuff, you know, dealing with death, injury of a spouse, and more. And so, you know, the idea of putting this in a romance novel, Kathleen, I mean, that's kind of innovative. I haven't seen a book
Absolutely.
Like that before. Was this your bright idea?
It was. You know, I do this for a living for the last 25 years, and I thought to myself, geez, I do this every day, and I don't want to read a finance book before I go to bed at night. I'm tired. And I thought about many of the women out there who would really want to absorb some of this information, but, you know, at the end of the day, whether you're at home raising kids or you're out in the work world, the last thing you want to do is pick up a finance book. So I thought, how could I do it in such a way that was entertaining and fun and really a nice tale spun well so that you want to keep reading the next chapter and then try to weave the financial planning advice through it? And, you know, one day when I was putting my daughter to bed, true story, we're reading Cinderella, and I closed the book and I said to myself, nobody tells you what happens the day after the wedding.
Right.
And how to navigate, you know, negotiating finances together. There's no school or class that you take on how to manage finances as a couple. And, you know, I think that that's truly a bigger issue societally, and one of the number one reasons relationships end, because there's a lot of, you know, strife over finances.
You bet.
But when I closed the book, I thought to myself, well, wouldn't it be neat if we wrote a romance where things don't go the way they're planned, but her best friend, and I created her best friend as, quote, her fairy godmother, who also happens to be, of course, a financial planner, and guides her through her financial missteps to get her on her own two feet financially.
I think it's brilliant.
Thank you so much. And I think you bring up a great point about societal and cultural biases still play a role in a theme, regardless of whether women are in the work world and earning, you know, great salaries today. I think we're still a little bit stuck in that, well, I think I should hand this over to my dad, my husband, you know, some other male figure who is, quote, better at handling money. And that's truly not the case.
Absolutely. Kathleen, I want to make sure we're keeping track of time. I've got about a minute here left. So let me ask you this. Is there one first step for, aside from buying the book, and we're going to get to that in just a minute, that you could give to advice to our listeners who are predominantly, well, a majority women, who, you know, is it to pay off the credit cards? Is it to create a budget? What's the first step?
I think you have to prepare yourself psychologically. That's really the first step, because it's kind of like a diet. You could tell yourself not to eat something, but unless you're prepared psychologically to follow that path, you're not going to do it. So I think that the first step is understanding that you can do it, that you don't need to hand over financial control to anyone else. So having the confidence and security that, yes, I can do this, I think is the first thing. The second thing, I think there's three things. The second thing is you need to protect yourself, because anything can happen. You know, regardless, I wrote the book as a, you know, Prince Charming becomes not so nice. But it could be anything. Your Prince Charming could die. He could become disabled. So there's other scenarios where you need to have a game plan and protect yourself.
Absolutely. Well, the book actually, Kathleen, we're going to have to run. Prince Not So Charming is the book by Kathleen Grace. 35 star reviews over on Amazon. Amazon number one bestseller, Cinderella's Guide to Financial Independence. Kathleen, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. Yes,
no, you're fine. We just got to run by that satellite clock. I can't help that. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk. That's coming up next on the Experience Pros Radio Network. We appreciate you for tuning in. This is the home of ExperienceProsDeals.com.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain. We have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. How would you like to effectively bring people into your team?
Oh, no, no. I'd rather do it ineffectively.
Well, many of us do it already ineffectively. So pay attention, folks. Class is in session.
You know, I met somebody yesterday. I was at a networking event, and she's brand new at a company. She's been there a month. And she was describing her onboarding, you know, the process of becoming a new employee at this company. And she said it's a very long training process. It's a very long training, time period.
Yeah, sure.
She says, I go through one step, and as I master that, then they bring me the next step. She says, I feel like I've learned so much in this first month, but they're giving her time to learn it, to discover it, and to be trained on it.
Yes.
Versus what I think mostly what happens is we're on fire when you show up. Like,
right.
We needed you yesterday.
I showed you once, now do it.
Yeah, go and get it done. Mm-hmm. And or, you know, hit the ground running with us. You'll catch on.
You're an expert.
Right? And so, you know, they feel like they're a failure, right? Because they're struggling to figure out who you are, what their role is, what their most important role is when everything's being thrown at them. And they're kind of left on their own to figure it out. So Morag Barrett, she actually is a founder and a contributor of Entrepreneur.com, founder and CEO of Sky Team, mm-hmm. also the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships. She says too often new employee onboarding is handled poorly or not at all.
Right.
Right? You know, a new hire who a week later still hasn't been allocated a laptop or a desktop computer.
That new hire training that covers legal stuff protects the company but doesn't help the new employee understand how business gets done or whom he or she will be working with.
Or the new team member who tunes up for his or her first team meeting or even shows up for work on the first day and nobody has any idea who this new person is.
That can be awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Right? And so we need to make sure that we prepare for our team members before they start with us, while, like, during their first days, and then kind of a post-training piece, right?
And while this may seem obvious, I just want to say this is a difficult position, you know, to onboarding somebody into your culture and doing it effectively isn't the most natural thing in the world, but we're not talking about waterboarding. We're talking about onboarding, right? So you know, it may be a little painful, but it's only painful for a moment.
And it doesn't actually have to be painful at all with some planning and preparation. You think about, you know, the job where you showed up for your first day of work, or actually before your first day of work, you received an email or a phone call saying welcoming, you know, we're expecting you on such and such day.
Yes.
Here are some things you might want to know before that. Here's where we park. Here's what time we really get started. Then when you show up for work, there is already some business cards have been ordered for you. You've got a desk, maybe a little welcome gift or a welcome card that's signed by everybody on the team. There's somebody there to actually greet you and kind of walk you through the ropes on your first day.
Right.
They kind of help, you know, shadow them on the first day, and they were expecting you.
Listener Nick suggests that I come in and say, I just walk up and say, hi, I'm Eric Raymer, and I'm kind of a big deal around here.
Yeah, that is what Eric says. Right?
That's not what I do.
Right. Okay, so here's some things that you can do. Number one, don't keep it a secret. You've just hired a wonderfully talented person to add to your team. Make sure the rest of the team knows about it.
Hey, everybody, gather around. Joe is here for the very first time.
Well, even before that, let them know that they're coming.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
Too.
Don't leave it to the new hire to make new friends and have to introduce themselves. You know, she says one client I worked with provides a box of donuts on the employee's desk to encourage everybody else to stop by and say hello and get a donut. Of course, healthy alternatives. Probably not as exciting, right? Introduce the new hire to your formal stakeholders.
Well, yeah, your organizational chart provides a picture of who reports to whom. It's the formal hierarchy. Help your new hire understand who she's working for or who he's working for, right?
Prioritize the list, right? And make those introductions in person when you can. Don't just send her, hey, go out and find Sarah. She's your new boss.
Yeah,
she's
good luck.
Right?
See ya.
Let new hires know who the go-to people are, right?
Yep.
Who the gatekeepers are, kind of what everybody's role is. And even though we have official job descriptions, we all kind of have unofficial roles as well.
You know what else we have? We have a language and jargon of the office. And every office has it. Every office has their own language, their own jargon. Break the code. Don't let your new hire sit there and flounder in your TLAs. Help them. That's three-letter acronyms for those who don't know the code. Create a jargon dictionary and share the context of the in-jokes.
Dictionary?
You kind of have to. We need a dictionary at Experience Pros.
We do?
I think so. We definitely have a language.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. Let's sit down and think about all the different acronyms and phrases and things that we use.
We're creating a book called Isms and Osophies for exactly that purpose.
Right. All right, how about this one? If you want to effectively onboard new team members, don't sweat the small stuff. They say it's the little things that can be the biggest frustration when we're new to a team and wanting to show our best, right? Which number do you dial to get an outside line? Like, do you have to dial 9? Do you have to push something? How to use the copy machine? That can be, do I need a code?
Let's talk about the important stuff. Where are the restrooms and how does the coffee maker get refilled?
Right, how does the coffee maker make the coffee? Right, where do I,
who makes the coffee?
Best locations for a quick lunch, best places to park, right? So make sure you pay attention to the small stuff so they can focus their attention on the big things because those little things will really trip us up.
Speaking of lunch, how long do we get for lunch? That's a good question.
Do we bring in lunch? Is it brought in?
It should be, listener Nick.
Do I need my lunch order? Here's the thing. Have you ever worked in a big office where they order lunch in?
Yes.
You have to start that process at 8 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
First thing in the morning, here's the menu. What do you want for lunch? Okay, I just got here. I may or may not have even had breakfast yet. But in order to get the lunch, get it passed around to everybody, to get the order called in, early.
Pity the poor person who has to go around and make all those.
That was my role 1 year. I worked for the International, the PGA golf tournament here in Colorado. And 1 year of my job was getting that lunch order. And you start at 8 a.m.
That's rough.
Try to get everybody and all their, they don't just order off the menu.
Oh, this is why. You get kind of angst when I say I'd like my eggs on a side plate.
Eric orders everything different, but this person wants it on the side.
Extra well
this
done.
One wants to substitute that for this, right? And
just give me the damn lunch order.
But God bless those that said, "I'll just take the Cobb salad. I'll just take the Cobb salad." And it got to a place because for a full month we have to order lunches in because it's all hands on deck. Nobody's leaving for lunch, as we're getting ready for the tournament. And by the end of it, we're like, just order salads. Nobody even cares anymore, about looking at the menu. Just order it for everybody.
Just one size fits all.
And we had a variety of dressings in the lunchroom
did
already.
Did you order vegan jerky?
What is vegan jerky?
There is no such thing.
Is it the
Amazon
pineapple
Prime
skins?
Was selling it. Who knows?
It's pineapple skins.
Pineapple skins, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's like leather.
Yeah.
All right. Final point here in our conversation about how to effectively onboard a new team member. And that is simply this. Have fun. Sorry. My computer just
Are you gonna share? I mean, this isn't tricky.
It's a secret.
Keep
things fun. Listen, the more fun you have, the more fruitful your new hire and everybody else on the team will be. Doesn't have to mean that you sacrifice productivity for fun, but if you don't have fun as part of the culture, your productivity will be down anyways. And there you have it.
And there you have it. Mm-hmm. It's just nice when they know that you've been expecting them. because you are,
yeah,
you know, having that paperwork or having some pieces in place already, you know, an extension for them or having their equipment on order. So they know, like, because otherwise they're just floundering around and really second guessing of whether or not they made a good choice. They're going home at the end of the day and they're calling their friends and going, okay, I work for the most disorganized company in the world. And you're not. You just weren't planning ahead for them.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for bringing that. I appreciate Morag. We've had her on the show and she's great. The CEO behind that Pokemon Go wants to explain why it's become such a phenomenon. Here is their three big goals when they created Pokemon Go. Number one, exercise. A lot of fitness apps come with baggage that end up making you feel like a failed Olympic athlete, and yet they're doing exercise. Number two, to see the world with new eyes, intended to give you a little nudge to look around you. It's kind of cool. And number three, break the ice. Go out and meet some neighbors. It has proven to be a game changer, true, in my apartment complex. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio@experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do appreciate you for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Wondering if our producer Bill has a fan brag maybe in the queue. He does. Awesome, because fan bragging is what we love to do at this time of the hour. It is saying something positive about somebody else in business.
Right. You can fan brag every day. We encourage you to pick up the phone and dial 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. If you call us during the show, we'll take your fan brag live. If you called after the show, of course, we'll play those recordings during our show when possible. It's you just saying something nice about somebody else in business, bragging about somebody else's great customer service.
And the secret juju to it is, if you make that phone call and you leave that message, and we do play it over the air, you also get publicity and free advertising for your business as well. Because we believe this: if you say something nice about somebody else in business, you probably recognize and then also offer great customer service.
Absolutely, because if you don't pay attention to good customer service, it's not a value to you. You're not going to notice when it happens to you. So those that are paying attention, that are bragging about other people's and sharing other people's good stories, we know that it matters to you. So make sure when you leave that message that you tell us who you are and leave your company contact information as well.
All right. Producer Bill, you got one for us? Let's hear it.
Hi there. I'm Holly Claire with the Social Media Advisor. I am calling today to fan brag about Quality Engineering Designs. Jason and his team over there really have so much experience and take the time and dedication to really make your website free of clutter. By clutter, I mean unnecessary code that bogs it down and makes it messy. Working in social media, I constantly am getting requests from customers of, why is my website so slow? What is this error? I can't figure out how to remove this thing. I can always bring those items to Jason and his team, and they clean them up quickly, efficiently, and make it prettier. So if you're looking for assistance with your website, if you have lag time with it loading, if you have coding issues, or you want some custom database created, Jason and his team are definitely the team for you. Quality Engineering Designs website is qsoftdesigns.com, and you can reach them at 720-212-9356. Have a great day.
And that's Holly Clear. Thank you so much for that fine recommendation of Jason Coe at Quality Engineering Designs. QSoftDesigns.com is the website. And Holly, of course, the social media advisor. Jason knows his stuff. He is really good.
Right. And that's how you fan brag. Make sure you do that every single day. It's great PR for you and your company, also lifting up others in business because we are changing the way people treat people in business. Make sure you download our Money Talk app and our radio show at our website, experiencepros.com/radio. You can also fan brag right from the app as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we've got the Red State Gathering is coming up. You can go to redstate.com, get all the information. It's coming up August 12th through 14th at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in downtown Denver.
For those of us who are here in the Denver market, you want to check that out. MoneyTalk1690.com is where you go for those tickets. Good. All right. Did you hear about the lady who was, we with trying times these days in the media and the news, you see all these things going on and it's difficult. And so a 28-year-old woman really thought, you know, we should maybe say a prayer, right?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course not.
Do you pray with your eyes closed or open?
Well, it depends.
Like what? On what? Like where you're at?
Probably where I'm at. Yeah. Right.
Right. Well, it didn't seem to matter for this young lady. She closed her eyes to pray.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well,
right. No, I mean, close your eyes to pray.
Judgment.
It gets you in the moment, mm-hmm. right?
It also gets you
the distractions.
It also gets you the opportunity to meet your neighbors as you drive into their house.
She was driving?
Uh-huh.
She was driving?
Yep.
No, we keep our eyes open. We pray all the time in the car, but with our eyes open.
Nope. 28-year-old woman was taken to the hospital for evaluation after driving into a house Thursday morning.
Oh, no.
The woman told the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office deputies that she was praying at the time she had her eyes closed.
Oh, no.
Fort Walton Beach woman was traveling eastbound on Marsha Drive when she failed to stop at a stop sign, went through a stop sign, went through the intersection and into the yard of a home on Miramar Drive. The curb did not stop her from praying, and she was cited for reckless driving with property damage.
Hmm.
No one in the house was injured. Folks, if you're going to pray, keep your eyes open.
While driving.
And on the road.
Ten and two. Right? And eyes open while driving.
Yes, indeed.
Let's talk about Experience Pros Deals.
Experience Pros Deals. Oh, my. What an amazing thing is going on over at Experience Pros Deals. First of all, the Pro Pick of the Week is going like crazy.
They do.
We have word. In fact, let me bring up experiencepros.com real quick because I have word, but I don't know if it's public yet, that one of the offers has
sold out.
It's not sold out. There it is right there. Chef Curry's Cuisine. Chef Curry's an advertiser here on the broadcast. And Chef Curry's Cuisine has meals for half price. You can
He comes into your home
mm-hmm.
and prepares 2 weeks of meals.
Yes.
Leaves half in the fridge, the other half in the freezer with reheating instructions. Right. So when you come home, dinner's ready, dinner's prepared, dinner's cooked. So whatever time you get home, you get home at 6 o'clock at night, you get home at 10 o'clock at night, dinner's ready. Yeah.
2 weeks of dinners for four people. Ready? $250, and it's selling. People are like, yes, I want that.
Well, think about having a personal chef, right? You never thought you could, right? But you know, he specializes in dietary needs. So if you have diabetic, or you know, he had somebody who didn't want anything white, you know, no white rice, no white flour, no white sugar. You've got Eric who only wants to eat tacos.
Well,
so whatever your special dietary needs are, he can customize a menu for you and your family. And so it's all customizable. He does all the shopping. He brings all the pots and pans, even the cutting boards and the knives, everything he would need. He prepares it in your home. He puts it in your fridge or freezer. And then he cleans up after himself.
It's remarkable. And at 50% off, it's a great deal. All kinds of good stuff over at experienceprosdeals.com. That's experienceprosdeals.com. Check it out and tell American Angel sent you, because we are the Experience Pros. We got to take a quick break at the top of the hour here. Get the news. Market's about to open in about 31 minutes. So stay tuned. More positive business talk just ahead. Angel and Eric on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.